Joe Rogan, Mel Gibson slammed Gavin Newsom's failure to prepare LA for wildfires. "You were out of your effing mind, ruined the state." By Alana Mastrangelo on January 9, 2025. Podcast powerhouse Joe Rogan and director-actor Mel Gibson slammed California Governor Gavin Newsom. DS failure to prepare Los Angeles for the catastrophic wildfires that have now been destroying regions of the city for 3 days straight. "We were just talking about the wildfire situation and how crazy it is that they spent $24 billion last year on the homeless. And what did they spend on preventing these wildfires?" Rogan asked, to which Gibson replied, "Zero." And in 2019 Newsom said, "I'm going to take care of the forest and maintain the forest." "He didn't do anything," Gibson added. Rogan chimed in, noting, "On top of that, they cut the water off. I think all our tax dollars probably went to Gavin's hair gel," Gibson quipped, adding, "It's sad. The place is just on fire." Rogan added that the whole state is so poorly managed. "It's so frustrating and confusing." And then, Newsom gets on TV and pretends like everything's great, saying, "California is the best state, we have the most amazing economy," and I'm like, "You're out of your fucking mind, dude. You've ruined the state, personally ruined it," Rogan said. Watch below. Gibson pointed out that the Democrats in charge of Los Angeles are part of the same team that was up in San Francisco. And then they came down to LA, and they're doing what they did in San Francisco. "San Francisco is kind of like apocalyptic now," the Braveheart star added. Rogan commented, "It's just unbelievable that society can crumble that quickly," to which Gibson replied, "It doesn't take long." "I read a book once by Jared Diamond called Collapse," Gibson added. "It says all the things you need for civilization to cave in and collapse. And a lot of the things are present, all those earmarks. The precursors of the collapse, they're present in our time." As Breitbart News reported, wildfires sparked on Tuesday morning and spread quickly due to high winds, forcing residents to evacuate and causing historic destruction to homes, displacing tens of thousands of people. During an emergency press conference on Tuesday, Governor Newsom bizarrely thanked Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, who was in Africa, for her leadership in absentia. Thursday marks day three of the catastrophic Los Angeles wildfires. At the time of this writing, there are five active wildfires ablaze at once, located in the Pacific Palisades, Sunset, Eaton, Hearst, and Liddy areas, according to CAL FIRE, which lists the Palisades, Eaton, and Sunset fires at 0% contained. Meanwhile, the Hearst fire is 10% contained and the Lydia fire is 40% contained. Five fatalities have also been confirmed, one of whom was identified on Wednesday as 66-year-old Victor Shaw, who died trying to defend the home that had been in his family for nearly 55 years. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.